Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come to be with us and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, into this your word, to help us to grow thereby, to grow in strength of faith and trust, that trust being in you, Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can walk on that pathway of righteousness to make heaven our home. We know that the only way we can do that is by going through the Lord Jesus Christ, coming to you and your word, walking in obedience and being led by thy Holy Spirit. Now, Father, be with us throughout the study this evening. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to be in the third chapter of Luke. We finished with two this morning. You know, there's a lot that says, well, why do you just keep going from one of them to the other? Because they all say the same thing. They say the same thing, some in different ways, but it comes down to being, the meaning is the same. But it is also showing you and I that they are witnesses of each other and also of the teaching of the Lord Jesus himself. And into the later parts of the books, even a witness of how we can expect the infilling indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Lord Jesus for the church. So now here in chapter 3, we're going to be starting 3 out here with the preaching of John the Baptist. Verse 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Atur, and of the region of Thessalonica, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene. Now, verse 2. Annas and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Now here John is in the wilderness, and the word of God is reaching John there. And we know, in order for that word to reach him, it's either reaching him by the Holy Spirit or by an angel of Almighty God that's being sent to him. Now, here in verse 3, it says, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. You see, at this time now, and as he got his name as John the Baptist, his baptism is for repentance. That is not what baptism today is for. We go to the Lord Jesus Christ for repentance. That repentance comes from him. Now, yes, we are to be baptized, and we're to be baptized in his name, because that is part of fulfilling the plan of salvation of those that are to be a part of the church. Now, you see, even while Jesus was here on the earth with his teaching, those that needed to be baptized were still going to John and being baptized for repentance, because Jesus had not yet paid the price for them. He had not yet died and been resurrected. Now, so you see, they were all still doing things really according to the law. But Jesus' teaching is beginning to prepare mankind of that day for what was coming and was about to happen. Now here in 4, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. You see, that is John's calling. That is what he was called to do. He was, as we would call it, the forerunner to Christ. Now, 5. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Now, you know, just about all of that was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 40, 3 through verses 5. 7. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This is a question John is asking them that has came to him for baptism. And he's asking them, who's warned them to flee or to get ready from the wrath that is to come? You know, it was believed with the good Old Testament support that the messianic reign would be accompanied by God's judgment against all evil, and in the cross this did indeed occur. The wrath spoken of here, while it may have some relation to Jerusalem's fate, relates more directly to Jesus' second coming. But you see, he's going to be making a trip partway back before then. He's going to be coming back for the church before his second coming. Because when he comes back to earth, all the way to the earth, the second time, he's going to be staying and setting up his kingdom that will be for 1,000 years. And he won't be coming by himself. He'll be bringing all that has went on to be with him back with him to spend another 1,000 years here on this earth with him. And then at the end of that will be another time that mankind is going to be facing a dangerous time, the great white throne judgment. We need to be getting ready now, because once he comes for the church, that's going to be the end of it. We have a lot of them out here teaching all there are going to be more saved during the tribulation period. No, not really. You see, we know that some will be saved during the tribulation period. We know how many and who they are. During that period of time, there'll be 144,000 saved. There'll be 12,000 from each one of the tribes of Israel. There's 12 tribes of Israel, and there'll be 12,000 from each tribe. We'll be getting into that later on, because it's all in God's Word. Now, 8. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Don't just proclaim, you know, because they were some of them of that day and time that believed that despite wayward lives, they would be saved due to being Jews of that day and time, keeping the law. And if they'd have kept it, they would have been, but they wasn't doing it. John reminds them that God demands both trust and obedience, and each is incomplete without the other. The same as with you and I today. We are to walk in obedience unto God, and in being able to do that, we have to walk in and keep His Word, because that is where we get our guide and our knowledge from. And we are to keep it and walk in obedience to it. Now, 9. And now also, the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. 10. And the people asking, saying, what shall we do then? Now, you see, 9 there is kind of a parable that he's using to let them know what is going to happen with them for not walking according to his will, his way, and bringing forth fruit. In other words, helping others to keep his word and his promises. Now, 11. And he answereth and saith unto them, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none, and he that has meat, let him do likewise. In other words, we are to be reaching out to help others around us that is in need. Now, in my lifetime, I can remember when, if you lived in a place and you needed help, the place you would go to for help was the church. But today, and most, that's the last place you'll get any help. Now, we have a few that will help, yes. But for the most part, no. Here in the area where I live, I know only of a couple of churches to where you can actually get help if needed. Now, 12. Then came also publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? They're asking, what shall we do? 13. And he said unto them, exact, no more than that which is appointed you. You do what is appointed unto you to do. 14. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Now, you see, 11 through 14 there gives a response to God's bringing with its practical expression. Meat is food in general, and people are not expected to come out of the world, but to be loyal to their God in the midst of their secular responsibilities. You see, that was under the law. But that's not the way it is now. We can't live our own old lives and still be a born-again child of God, because we have to give our lives to Him for Him to take and do with what He wishes to do with it. And that's why you and I are told that the things that Jesus was doing while He was here on earth, that all, not one or two or certain ones, but all that believe in Him, He says, these things I do, they will do, and greater than these will they do. And He tells us, He says, because I go back to the Father. You see, that's where our power and all comes from, His obedience unto the Father. And then the Father sends the Holy Spirit to us to give us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the strength to be able to carry out the things He will ask of us to do. What He will either ask of us or what the Word will tell us to be doing. You see, we can do anything this Word tells us to do, as long as it is not contrary to the Word of God. Now, that's why there was a lot of our pastors and things that did not put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They was told to close their churches, and they did so because man told them to close them. When God tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, he also told us in Psalms 91 not to worry about these plagues and things, because if you are a born-again child of God and you're standing on his promises, that plague couldn't come near you, nor your home. But very few actually stood on the word of God. 15. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John whether he were the Christ or not. Some is thinking that John is the Christ. And they're wondering in their heart whether he is or not. Now, 16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He's letting them know he is not the Christ. But you see, John the Baptist did carry the spirit of Elijah. And we'll be getting into that later on. It's also in written. Now, 17. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. That is a warning from John of what's going to happen to those that will not listen to the Lord Jesus Christ in that day and time, which should be carrying on into us also, because it means the very same thing for you and I. If we do not listen and follow the word of God and walk according to the word and according to his will and his way, and sharing our time with him, we will face the same thing. We're going to face that fire. You see, the Lord God don't play no games. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, 20 added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. But we know when he shut him up in prison that John never did get out of prison. We'll be getting to that. Now, 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Think about it. You see, we have been left without any excuse whatsoever. We have no excuse because we have the word given to us, been kept down through all these years so we could have it. Now, 23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Malachi, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, and was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Elsla, which was the son of Negiah, which was the son of Matha, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Semai, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah. I'm not going to continue on. We're going to drop down through all these because he's naming a bunch of the line all the way through. Actually, all the way through the rest of the third chapter. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty God and Mary was his mother, but he, his father, was Almighty God. Now, I'm going to stop here because we'll be going in to chapter 4, and that's not a short chapter either. It's 44 verses, but now we're going to be dealing with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in this chapter 4. So I don't want you to miss anything of it. God willing, we can be back into this in the morning. And back in to the message that God would want us to have. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we do thank you for this word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you for keeping this word down through the years so we can have a way of knowing what we should be doing in order to make heaven our home and miss out on making hell that home. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are, we pray for them. We pray that the Holy Spirit can keep them in health and keep them safe and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, we pray for peace for them. But more than that, we pray, Father, that all will come out from below and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours, Father, we pray for it. It turned its back and walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ, taking him out of everywhere he was at. We pray for the leadership, the evil leadership that is setting in high places of our government, in our churches, to be removed and replaced with those that are your children, Father, that love you and love the Lord Jesus, love your people, and love this country. And that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I'm praying through all of those that have come close into this ministry. Father, I pray for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy and her husband Tom, her son Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, myself, my wife, and all of our families, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Father, that the Holy Spirit will work within our families and help those that are walking in darkness to realize they need something more than themselves, that they need salvation and a Savior, and help to lead them. Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, so that they not be lost and all can make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we separate now for this evening and through the night, keep us in health, keep us all safe, and bring us together again come morning at 10 a.m. and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great evening, a good night, and a night of peace and rest. And I pray to see you in the morning. Bye-bye now.